fiction. I am Rebecca.
Rebecca! I'm Josh. I'm here too.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, and we're here to talk about a very fun activity that everyone enjoys. And I mean everybody.
Everybody.
Everyone should enjoy this.
We have been let out of our cages to talk about zoos and aquariums.
Zoos and aquariums.
My favorite thing to do.
Which an aquarium is just a zoo for fish.
That's profound. I love going, when I travel, I love going to the zoos in the places
like
I go.
Like local zoos. And mm-hmm. Like yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Like Georgia, I think, is
yes.
a good one.
Yep. They have red pandas in their zoo, so I particularly like that one.
Oh, well, not all of us can enjoy red pandas.
Everyone should enjoy red pandas. They're the cutest animal in the world.
I mean, when I definitely think of Georgia, I think of the Georgia Aquarium, which is super popular and amazing mm-hmm. and beautiful.
I've never been.
Well, that's a crime.
Because I went to the zoo instead of the aquarium.
Well,
and then the World of Coke is like right next to the aquarium.
Yeah, I don't. Just go to the aquarium.
But free Coke. All the different flavors.
Yeah, you can do that at Disney. It's not.
There's like 80 flavors at least in World of Coke. But yeah, there's no fish.
You're not going to drink all of that.
To be honest, I don't like aquatic life.
Maybe the World of Coke is just like a zoo for Coke.
It's a zoo for humans where we just get hopped up on sugar and everyone's like, what are they doing? Yes.
I think. When I think of a zoo or an aquarium, I think most of the time I lean towards zoo.
Yes.
I think.
Duh.
I think just because it's more hands-on.
It's cuter.
Because like when you're looking at aquariums, it's like you're always looking at behind glass.
Behind glass,
stuff,
yeah.
Which isn't bad per se, but it's just like it feels less interactive.
Makes sense because you drown.
Are you afraid of that at an aquarium?
I mean, you can't touch the animals because you drown in the water, but...
You don't know that. They have an animal encounters
they
like
do
you,
have,
you can
yeah.
meet, like, dolphins.
You can pet stingrays and stuff.
The SeaWorld one. Where is it? Like, something Cove.
Discovery Cove.
Yes.
Yes, where you can play with dolphins.
Yeah. I like... Do you have favorite zoo animals? You've mentioned red pandas.
Red pandas, for sure. When I went to... Chattanooga, their zoo, they had an experience where I could go into the enclosure and meet the pandas, and that was like the best day of my life. But if a zoo doesn't have red pandas, because not a lot of zoos do, then I usually go towards the big cats first.
Big cats are always good.
Yeah. Because they've got giant
your tigers, your lions, your
bears. Oh my.
No. Bears aren't cats.
Bears
Florida,
are cute
Florida
too, though.
Florida panther,
yes. Snow leopards.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
What about foxes?
I love foxes. I love wolves.
Wolves are cool.
Yes.
Big dog.
I do really like sun bears. They're really cute.
What's a sun bear?
Sun bears are like...
A bear.
They're like a bear, but like slimmer. And they've got really long claws.
Cool.
Yeah. I think they're from Asia... I want to say.
Sure.
I think the Lowry Park Zoo in Tampa, which is what I'm going to be talking about later, I think they have one, if I remember right. I'm pretty sure it's a sun bear.
You know what? Now that you said the Lowry Park in Tampa, it made me think about the show on Disney Plus, Secrets of the Zoo.
Yes, I was going to be mentioning that later.
Oh, okay. Well, then I won't say anything
about
it.
Spoiler alert.
But it's a good show.
It is a good show.
When I think of zoos, I think some of my favorite things to see are definitely, and this is a more recent development for me. Recently when I went to Wild Florida, they have a like an aviary that you can like walk into.
Uh-huh.
And then like you can have like these little popsicle sticks with food on them.
Aww.
And then like you can feed the birds. And the birds know like
feed
when they
the
come
birds.
In when people come in, it's like, oh, they have food or whatever.
Yeah.
But what I wasn't expecting was for the birds to just fly onto me.
Yeah, they land on you.
They landed on my shoulder, and I was like, this is cool. I'm just walking around with a bird. Jesse didn't
like
get it.
Like a pirate?
Like a princess.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Sorry. You should be. Like a Disney princess. And
like Snow White.
Jesse didn't get any birds on her.
Aww.
So I was like, this is me. This is the one thing I want. And from that point on, I think I really wanted a bird.
Oh, golly.
I know they're very loud.
They're very loud and messy.
and messy, and but expensive. They're so cute.
I'm not a fan of birds. I gotta say, I avoid the aviaries.
Other than that, I think just silly looking animals.
Yeah.
Like an anteater.
An anteater. A tapir. I love tapir.
With the like little like trunk nose.
I call them panda pigs because they look like pigs that are panda colored.
Oh. I think, where did I hear this? Like, while they kind of look like a cross between like an elephant and a pig.
Yeah.
There's
one right here on this book. On the
cover. I think they said they were more closely related to giraffes.
Oh, interesting.
I think I heard that somewhere.
Giraffes have black tongues.
Oh, they do. Oh, yes,
they do. Mm-hmm.
I fed a giraffe recently. And I think
you should have noticed then because they like come out and then like wrap around the food.
I guess.
Did you know that a giraffe has the same amount of neck bones as a human?
They're just stretched out.
They're just so much larger.
You're telling me I have the potential to be a giraffe if I just stretch my neck out.
If you just like maximize the size of your
spine,
your neck spine, then yes, you would be a giraffe. And then you'd have to dye your tongue black.
I don't think that's how that works.
But then you'd be a giraffe. You'd have to go vegetarian too.
I don't think so.
You don't think?
No, because I just... Just because my neck is long doesn't I have to be a vegetarian.
You're not a true giraffe.
I want to be a different giraffe. Clearly, I would be a very different giraffe.
Well, what has been the most surprising animal that you've, or aquatic animal that you've ever seen in person?
Aquatic animal?
Or anything. Just like when were you at a zoo or aquarium and was like, whoa, what is that? That's like one of my new favorite animals or something.
I will say it is aquatic. A whale shark.
Oh, yeah, they're cute.
Seeing one in person, I was like, I didn't realize how big they were.
Yeah.
I was like, whale shark, whatever. It's like, it's just a shark, big shark. And I was like, oh, it's a big, 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 big animal. I was like, I don't know, this is fascinating. I was like, it's this weird crossbreed between like, you know, whale and shark. And it just, it dwarfs everything else that it's in the aquarium with.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. Other than like seeing like an actual like whale, like I don't think I've ever seen like a whale.
You never seen a whale?
Like a beluga whale.
At SeaWorld?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like not like a whale in like a humpback.
I've seen a humpback whale in person. They're very big and scary.
Like I can't imagine seeing like an animal that big.
Well, I mean, of course, when you see them in person, you're not seeing the full animal unless it
But you see like the tail
breaches like, oh, and comes up in it, but. They're very big, and they can, like, capsize boats, and I was scared. They're cool, but I was scared.
The most fascinating animals that I like when I see them at zoos and stuff is probably reptiles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, snakes, you know.
Yeah, because that's your
lizards,
jam.
Or, yeah, for sure. Like, Burmese python, or even, like, just, like, arachnids.
No.
I don't like them.
No.
But I will look at them through glass.
I reject this conversation.
I will look at them and appreciate them from the safety of glass.
No, thank you. I can't even look at them. Gross. Can't even think about looking at them. It's terrifying. I'm trying to think of an animal that like took me by surprise. Sand cats are super adorable. They have giant ears and little tiny faces. They're so cute. I've never seen one until I saw one at the zoo. And red river hogs. First time I saw a red river hog, I was like, oh my gosh, how cute.
Are they red?
They're red, and they have really hairy snouts, but they're like, and really hairy eyebrows. And they're just really cute. They have some at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, so you don't even have to go to a zoo to find them. You can just go visit the Animal Kingdom Lodge one day and see them there.
I'm sure there are, like, plenty of animals that I can't just think of. Or, like, anything with, like, weird proportions.
Yeah.
Like, big ears or horns that are too big for their body. Or
like the Ancoli cattle?
Yes.
Yeah. They're scary.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be on the fighting end of one of those.
I'm just like, man, your neck muscles must be very strong.
Right? All that weight. So do you want to go first talking about aquariums?
I will talk about aquariums. Okay. Now, I know that I've been talking about zoos and my love for zoos, but I do love a good aquarium.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
And I will be talking about...
They're peaceful.
They're peaceful.
They're usually air-conditioned.
Very calming. sometimes at some aquariums. Yeah, well, geez, I don't want it to be scary. Well, some of it's scary, I guess. If you're afraid of sea creatures.
Yes, I am.
Well, at some aquariums that you get to, you know, like touch, like they have like a touch tank where you can like touch like starfish and like sea creatures. And like most of them, it's just like slimy.
Yes.
Or bristly.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, this is the two textures that you're going to feel.
Which is gross. It's very unappealing. Yeah, like, why would you want to?
Or like at SeaWorld where you like you get to touch like pet stingrays.
Yeah. I don't think they do that anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. It's been a while since I've been.
It has been a while, admittedly.
Would you pet a stingray?
No.
Okay.
Would I pet anything in the ocean? No. When I go to the ocean, hate touching things. I don't even want to touch a dolphin. Because don't dolphins, like, if you pet them the wrong direction, it, like, hurts?
I don't know.
I thought I heard that somewhere. But I would be afraid because they're so powerful.
Yeah, but they're friendly.
Well.
They're very sociable.
I would probably get like that one.
They're like the monkey of an ocean.
I hate monkeys. That's not a good reference.
Well. They're like the.
I'd pet a manatee. I love manatees.
Let me tell you about manatees. The sea cow.
The sea cow, yeah.
They're just so.
With their weird mouths.
They're so silly. See, this is one of the things where I find disproportionate.
Yes.
They're very large.
They have tiny little eyeballs.
I was watching Secrets of the Zoo.
Yeah.
And they just like to float along the bottoms of things.
Yeah.
But they push themselves up with their like fins.
Yeah.
Like tiny to go like fins. Breathe. And I was like, that's weird. I thought they just floated. Like. But like they scoot along like the bottoms of
they like
their waterways.
Push.
That's weird. Like it's so weird to me.
It's a very mellow existence, I think.
I was at, I think it was SeaWorld, and I was looking at the manatee exhibit, and the manatee was just like getting closer and closer to the glass. I was like, oh, he's coming over to say hi. Homeboy just straight up face planted right into the glass, just like his whole front portion just like crinkled into like a pancake.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, poor boy. I was like but you knew that was glass. But it was so funny to see. I mean, he was fine, he just swam off, came back around. I thought he was gonna
do it again. That's funny.
Okay, aquariums. So I looked up the top five aquariums in the U.S.
Okay.
Starting at Monterey Bay Aquarium in California, some features that they have are the kelp forest.
Ooh.
Yeah. They have an ocean deck view of whales because, you know, it sits right on the ocean there.
Cool.
So, you know, you can see, like, whales, like, in the distance, whether they be just, you know, tails or, like, they breach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cool view.
Neat.
It's something that, like, you know, that's not necessarily part of the aquarium, but it's, like, you know, it's also there.
Right.
They have sea otters.
My favorites.
Very cute.
So cute.
And they also have an aviary. So they have a lot of things there.
They have an aviary at an aquarium?
Yeah.
Weird.
Right?
Like, two opposites, air and water.
Yeah, but, I mean, two for one, you know, just, like.
Pass.
Come on. Come on now.
I'll be at the otters.
My favorite, the Georgia Aquarium.
Yeah.
It's a 6.3 million gallon aquarium.
Dude.
They have different animal encounters, dolphins, penguins.
Would you
meet a penguin?
I would totally meet a penguin.
Okay. Sea otters, sea lions.
Wait, hold the phone. The Georgia Aquarium has a sea otter meet and greet?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going there.
Sea lions, seals, and belugas.
Oh my gosh, cute.
So you can meet all of those animals.
I would meet every single one of those.
You said that I listed dolphin.
I know, I pass on the dolphin, but the other ones sound really cute.
I'd love to meet a beluga.
I would love to meet a beluga whale.
They're so gentle looking.
Yeah, they're pretty.
This is where I met the whale shark. It's in this giant 6.3 million gallon pool.
6.3 million. Crazy.
Just the wall that when you walk in, Georgia Aquarium is very impressive when you walk in. It's just like very big. You can go, and there's just a giant wall, and then you see the whale shark like just like around the corner. I'm like, what?
Whoa.
Even? I was like, because you don't see that anywhere else. Like most aquariums do not have a whale shark,
right?
Let alone like, you know, a giant pool like that, something that large. Something you can also do at the Georgia Aquarium, you can also sleep over.
Cool.
Yeah, so you can sleep under, like...
Oh, that must be nice.
Imagine how, like... I don't know. It would be kind of scary.
Oh, that would
be
so mellow.
I always think about, like, those underwater stays, like, where you can stay, like, in underwater, like, pods and stuff. Like,
oh,
hotels
no, that makes
and
me
stuff.
Claustrophobic.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But, like, I think an aquarium, I think
I would do an aquarium.
Nice. I think that'd be very peaceful.
Be
I think
super
I'd
mellow.
Sleep very
right?
Well.
What if you could hear, like, the whale calls?
Oh, I wonder if you could hear, like, animals, like, at
that'd be awesome.
That'd be cool. Number three, the shores, and aquarium at Columbus Zoo.
Uh-huh.
Has an 88,000 gallon coral reef.
Wow. That's cool.
That's a pretty big coral reef.
That's a pretty big coral reef.
Especially since, you know, you can't, like, get coral reefs that, you know.
You can't touch them.
Yeah.
In the wild.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The last one I have here, I said top five, but I have only listed four.
Top four.
Maybe I didn't think there was another one there. I don't know why I wrote top five. Okay, anyway. Tennessee Aquarium, Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
They have, what's cool about this aquarium is that they have two separate journeys that take place in their area. So they have a river journey, which features all the river wildlife
uh-huh.
and fish and things.
Nice.
And they have an ocean journey.
Ooh.
So you get to experience, like, you know, the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah. So.
Interesting that at least three of those that I know have, well, two of them are partnered with the zoos, right? The
right.
Chattanooga and the Columbus.
The Columbus one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, well, I'm going to talk about zoos now.
Zoos.
The largest zoo in the world is actually in Omaha, Nebraska, called the Henry Dorley Zoo. It has 17,000 animals,
that's
962 species, over 130 acres. This is where I have my interest. It has the largest cat complex in North America.
Cat complex. Just has
my
cats.
Mind pictures like a bunch of those like cat forts.
I don't think that's what that is.
Like giant cat forts. It also has the world's largest
scratching
indoor
post.
The world's largest indoor swamp and desert, as well as a glazed geodesic dome.
Is it just Florida?
Like right.
It's just a door
it's
and
the
just
whole
outside?
State. You get teleported to Florida. You get taken to the Everglades.
Yeah.
Let's see. Of the largest zoos in the world lists, three other ones in the United States make an appearance. The Bronx Zoo is number four. San Diego Zoo is number six, and the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium, which you mentioned, is number eight.
Yeah.
Which is where Secrets of the Zoo on Disney Plus is filmed at Columbus Zoo and Aquarium, which is a really good show. Everybody should watch it. It's really good.
I'm watching it currently, and I finished the Tampa one.
Yeah.
So,
also speaking of Secrets of the Zoo, there is a miniseries of the Tampa, which was filmed at Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park.
Yeah.
Now, they have one season. I believe the second season's coming out soon.
Oh, that'd be nice because I finished it and I was very sad.
I'm actually a member of the Lowry Park Zoo.
Oh.
I have a membership. I've got a card with a tiger on the front. I'm very fancy.
You are very fancy.
I get to go unlimited amount throughout the year.
Oh,
so.
I want to do that.
It's a very nice zoo. The layout is really nice and spacious. And I've been there recently during the pandemic, and they have a mask policy, and they have the social distancing going on. It was a very pleasant experience. This particular day, there was a sun bear that was just lounging on its back with its claws spread out. It was really cute. Anyway, going back to Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park, it originated in the 1930s as a municipal department with a small number of Florida native species. In 1982, community leaders created the Lowry Park Zoo Administration to take over management from the city, and it became the Lowry Park Zoological Society of Tampa Incorporated, which is what it remains. That's a lot of words. That is when they created a modern 24-acre facility that opened in 1988 and earning their accreditation as a zoo shortly after. Now they have 56 acres and over 1,100 animals, which is pretty decent.
Yeah,
they also
no,
have
for
Red
sure.
River hogs, by the way, and otters And manatees. They actually have a manatee hospital where they do rehabilitation for manatees. Oh,
that's super cool.
Mm-hmm. You can visit the hospital or the manatee exhibit. Their mission is to rescue, rehabilitate, and care for animals, create exceptional personalized experiences that connect people with wildlife and each other in fun and immersive ways. They do have meet and greets. You can get a picture taken with a koala. You can meet penguins. You can feed a giraffe. You can feed a rhino. I think that's it. I think they have a tortoise meet and greet too. They emphasize endangered, threatened, and vulnerable species from climates similar to that of the Tampa Bay region, including Asia, Africa, Australia, and Florida. So instead of trying to, that's why they don't have red pandas. Instead of trying to have animals that wouldn't normally live in this climate, they only focus on animals that do. So like those countries.
Right.
The state of Florida formally recognized the zoo in 2004 as a center for biodiversity and conservation. And it is the only zoo in the USA to have ever earned the distinction of earning accreditation with the American Association of Animal Hospitals twice.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah. So it's a really nice place. And it's even cooler when you've watched the show to go back to the zoo and be like, hey, I learned about that on the show.
Yeah. It's like, I know that animal.
My favorite animal there is probably, ooh, that's tough. Tigers.
Tigers
win every time. They have a really nice exhibit, so.
That's fair.
We do have some books about zookeepers and things, life at the zoo. You can find them in the 636.08 section of the nonfiction section in the children's department.
Yeah.
Again, children's department.
Or, you know, you can probably find some stuff in the adult
section.
If
you went to the adult, you probably material. Yeah.
So, we don't have too much on aquariums, sadly, but, you know, most zoos do feature an aquatic feature at some point, you know. Yeah. And zoos are super important. Support your local zoos, you know, because they do a lot of rehab work for animals. And
yes. Yes. Because, I mean, like, the first thought may be like, oh, poor animals, they're behind a cage or whatever, but they usually do important breeding programs.
Yeah, and for endangered species.
Yeah, for endangered species. They educate the public on endangered species and conservation awareness. And they do, as we said, do rehabilitation projects.
Mm-hmm. So go to a zoo.
Go to a zoo. Have a good time.
Yeah. Learn about some animals.
Learn about some cutie patooties.
Maybe encounter some animals.
Yeah, do that. I know that the ones at Tampa are pretty cheap. Like, I think they're like $15 to $20.
Yeah, it's not that much.
So, I mean, totally worth it. Go take a picture with a penguin and then tweet it to us on Twitter and a friend's cast.
I love penguins so much.
They're African penguins in there.
Oh, so. Yeah.
I didn't know that Africa had penguins, to be honest.
Well, that's cool, though. Florida doesn't have penguins.
No. Well, unless you count the zoo penguins.
Well, no. I don't particularly. So moving forward, we are going to talk about things that we're reading. I'm not reading currently anything else new.
I'm afraid not.
Still focusing on different things that I'm trying to finish. My Goodreads is just like, currently reading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Haven't finished anything. I'm afraid to start anything new. I don't like to check out too many things on my car because then I forget about them.
Yes. I'm still working on Midnight Sun. I'm getting there.
You'll get there.
And then
it's a thick book.
It is a very thick book. And then I have two books lined up afterwards. I have Perks of Being a Wallflower and
it's a good movie.
Oh, what's the other one called? The Devil Comes at Night or something like that.
I heard about that
There's
book.
A Netflix show coming out, or Netflix movie coming out. So I got the book to read after.
Why? Because you want to enjoy the show?
Because I want to enjoy the show, and I don't want to compare it to the book the whole time. So
that's like watching the Aragon movie and then reading the book.
That's exactly how I did it, and that was much better.
No.
That was a much better experience. Because
how dare you deprive yourself like that?
The difference between the two is outstanding.
Yeah. Oh, that hurts my heart.
That's how I usually do it, unless it's something that I've been like devoted to for a long time, like Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter. I usually watch it first so I can be surprised.
To be fair, I did watch Harry Potter first before I read the books.
Yeah. I mean, I did that with Prisoner of Azkaban, so I can't really say anything.
I mean, I still haven't read the first Harry Potter
book. I know. We don't talk about that. That is one of those secrets that I wish you had never told me.
Oh. Well, it's out there. Okay. As always, we have our virtual programming. Please tune into that.
Ever going.
We have some cool things coming up. Please check it out on our website. Go to our YouTube channel. If you have
the YouTube,
if you want to check out our past stuff, that's also through our website.
Yes.
We also have activity kits. Make and take packs.
One of those
for adult programming that we have at our of our libraries. So just ask at the front desk or ask when you do curbside pickup.
Yes.
And we can give those out to you so you can enjoy the library at home.
Yeah.
But without further ado, just remember we love our listeners.
And that's nonfiction, friends.